Laura Boosinger, and we're going down the road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina, home to a rich heritage of America's traditional music. We're coming to you this week to answer an age-old question. Is it a fiddle or a violin? The shortest answer is violin. The violin originated primarily in Italy. From the late 1600s to the mid-1700s, the instrument came into its modern form. The Amatis, Stradivaris, and Guarneris were some of the primary building families during that time. The basic forms they developed are still the primary patterns makers use today. But there's always more to the story. Few folks in Western North Carolina are better equipped to answer that question than master fiddler Roger Howell. At his shop on Banjo Branch just outside of Mars Hill, he has not only recorded more than 600 fiddle tunes for his memory collection, but he's also repaired and restored hundreds, if not thousands, of old violins. When someone asks Roger the difference, he usually offers a tongue-in-cheek response. We'll use some of his standard responses to shed some light on the difference between violins and fiddles. So, what's the difference between a violin and a fiddle? One has strings and one has strangs. While this joke unfairly suggests that fiddlers would more often have rural dialects and accents, it does offer us a clue about some of the practical differences. Classical violinists often use gut or synthetic strings. Before synthetic strings became affordable to produce and purchase, strings were actually made from animal intestines. This style of string produces a wide range of sonic color, but it is susceptible to changes in temperature and humidity. Fiddles, especially in rural places with limited access, were often strung with even more affordable steel strings. Steel strings continue to be the choice for many fiddlers due to their loud volume, durability, and tuning stability. Additionally, many fiddle styles feature double stops, or instances when the fiddle will play two strings at once. A flatter bridge profile helps to accomplish this, while many classical bridges are more rounded to accentuate single note tone separation and multiple stylized techniques of play. What is the difference between a violin and a fiddle? $250 a night. The suggestion here is that someone playing a violin would make more money per performance than someone playing a fiddle. And this is often true. The violin is one of the central instruments in a centuries-old and worldwide tradition of classical music. Performances of classical music often take place in beautiful concert halls in metropolitan cities across the globe. And many violinists train in conservatories and schools for years to perfect their abilities. Fiddle music can break out anywhere from a street corner to a corn shuckin' to a front porch. Often fiddle music isn't even about the performance at all. It's just about friends getting together for the purpose of playing music. Many fiddlers have little to no formal training, and often the term fiddle itself suggests a grassroots kind of music. This leads to our last humorous response. What's the difference between a violin and a fiddle? One has beer spilled on it. This joke helps to form a picture of the fiddle as a source of fun. For centuries, the fiddle has been a central instrument in dance music of all kinds. As small instruments that lent themselves to travel, fiddles made their way across the Atlantic to the United States. Once here, the jigs, reels, and hornpipes of the British Isles and the waltzes and polkas of continental Europe blended with native soundscapes, African rhythms, and anything else that sounded good to the fiddler. Dances were times when isolated communities could gather and fellowship, and that usually happened with some vice. The fiddle repertoire today shows remnants of these times with tunes such as Give the Fiddler a Dram and The Fiddler's Drunk and the Fun's All Over.
So here we go. Fiddler's Drunk
and the Fun's All Over.
And there you have it. Two main differences between a violin and a fiddle are the music that gets played and the setup of the instrument. But the main determinant is really who has their hand on the bow. To learn more about traditional instruments, visit BlueRidgeMusicNC.com.
Down the road he comes to the turn, rocks in a road as big as a churn. Down the road, I've got a sugar baby down.
Road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails is brought to you by the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, the North Carolina Arts Council, and WNCW-FM.